tell us about 9/11, the day that America was attacked and the Twin Towers. 9/11, where were you?
I was sitting in a dentist's chair in downtown Washington, D.C. I had a dental appointment. I was sitting back watching the television up there, and first one announced, and then all of a sudden you saw that other plane, and you knew that wasn't an accident. That had to be a terrorist or some group putting together that kind of attack. I immediately kind of dismissed myself and told the dentist I need to get back to Capitol Hill. I left there, and I had to go around the White House when it was emptying. People were leaving the White House because the other plane came in and hit the Pentagon. People's face, I mean, they were startled. I hope I never see that kind of scared, startled look. We came around the White House as they were trying to empty it. I had an apartment right behind the house on D Street. My wife happened to be there at that time. We continued to live in Ada, and I'd commute back and forth every weekend just about, but she was up that week. We had Democrats and Republicans coming to our apartment. They were getting out of the Capitol building, and we were there. Steny Hoyer was one of them, who's still there as a Democrat leader. It was a very chilling, very sobering type experience, to say the least.
Many of them gathered in your apartment, obviously watching television.
Yeah.
What was said or done in that?
Not much said. I mean, it was just you lost for words. Were they going to be attacking the U.S. Capitol building? Evidently, Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania, that was headed to come to hit the Capitol or the White House, one of the two they were trying to get in there. We spent an hour or so there, and finally we went back over to the Capitol building.
Did you sing together?
We went out on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building, and we sang God Bless America.
A whole group of you?
Yeah, there was a group of us.
Saying God Bless America.
Yeah. We had unity then, brother.
Yeah.
Today we may not have much unity, and it worries me because will the glue be there for us to get back together?
Your congressional office was evacuated.
Yes.
Didn't they find anthrax in your office?
Yes, they did. They found that out of the mail. Actually, it was right below me in the building there. They had received the mail.
So that just happened to be at the same time. It had nothing to do with the attack, but it just happened to be that they had that.
I didn't even have a car in Washington, D.C. I'd arrive back in Washington at noon on Mondays, and I would normally leave on Friday sometime and fly back and work the district on weekends. It was a seven-day-a-week job, and I was trying to make it all work out. But I got the closest place I could in the Longworth building. The Ways and Means Committee was right below. I was up on the fourth floor. I could go on down to the garage, walk out of the garage, walk across the street, and there was my apartment. That's where I would usually, about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night or so, sometime later than that, be working in my office. I had soup and cereal most of the time. But, you know, I worked there. I had a purpose in being there. I wanted to try to do everything I could to accomplish it.
You did some show and tell, I'm saying, because in the late 70s or early 80s, I think, you wanted some research money for ticks.
Yeah.
To get rid of the ticks in lakes in southeast Oklahoma. So to impress on the conference committee, what did you do?
Well, I was on the appropriations committee. And on the Appropriations Committee, I was on Energy and Water and on Agriculture, two different subcommittees. But I had jurisdiction over all water development, Corps of Engineers, Bureau of Reclamation, USDA Watershed Program, all water development basically came through those committees. I had a very keen interest, and still do, on the water and maximizing the use of the water for the economic growth of southeast Oklahoma. Well, on water development, like the Corps of Engineers, you had flood control, recreation, municipal and industrial use. Those purposes are why those lakes were built. Some of them are more recreation than others. Well, we had lakes like Broken Bow Reservoir and McGee Creek and others down there. We had a lot of people that were disturbed because tourists would come over and picnic or camp out, and they'd have ticks on them. But, hey, recreation was one of the functions of that lake. So I thought some research money on getting rid of the ticks would help for more recreation and tourism and things like that for that area. In fact, McGee Creek, I went down the Hunts, Hugo Shulfkoff out of Dallas, was developing resorts on lakes, and I'm going to see him. He had said to me, what are you going to do about those ticks up there? Well, I put the money in for tick research. I got it passed through the House. Going to the Senate, the chairman of the Senate had said that he was against that phase. So my chairman over the House said, Wes, you got problems about your monies, which is about a quarter of a million, maybe half a million, something like that. So I thought, what do I do? I called my staff member in Ada, Linda Whitworth. I said, Linda, go over to the Kerr Lab in Poto. They had some tick research going on. And I said, get fruit jars and get some those vials of ticks, those research vials. So he got about 7 or 8 of those vials and put them in a Kerr jar, wrapped the top of it with a pantyhose so they could have breathing room, and meet me at the airport and make sure I bring those back to Washington, D.C. Senator Mark Hatfield, a wonderful guy.
From Oregon.
From Oregon, yeah, was chairing the Senate. And he's the one who's going to knock out my money. Good guy, mm-hmm. You know, wonderful guy, mm-hmm. You know, and I just couldn't believe it. I thought, he doesn't understand. So I went back to Washington, D.C. over that weekend. I took that jar of ticks. I'm glad we didn't have a plane wreck or people wondered what in the name of peace was he doing. So I was getting kitted when I was going into the conference in the U.S. Capitol building. We assembled there for the conference. And they were kidding me about, did I bring my lunch? Because I had a brown paper bag and walked in and set it down. I said, no. They started in, work your disagreements. Item 251. Item 252, you know, House recedes to the Senate's position. Senate recedes to the House position. The Senate has an objection. Come to whatever the number was, tick research. Chairman Hatfield said, I think we could do away this phase of it. I said, just a second, Mr. Chairman. May I visit with the committee about this? In discussion, I reached down and got the jar of ticks. And I set it up on there. I had them out of the vial. They were just in this jar, just everywhere. In fact, right now, I get to see those ticks just crawling all mm-hmm. everywhere. Sending them around. Got to Chairman Hatfield. He looked at that and said, my goodness, give me his money. Give me his money. So I got my $250,000 to $500,000 for tick research that I was needing to be able to do more tick research for down there. I went back to my office. And my phone rang. The secretary said, it's the New York Times calling for you. I said, really? What in the world? So I got on the phone and said, are you the congressman that brought the ticks to the committee? I said, yes, sir, I am. It's amazing. That's the only time that I ever was called by the New York Times. But that was my tick research.
Well, it works.
Yes, it did.
And I don't know what came out of the research for that, if you followed that or not.
They did some good. I don't know how much they've been able to continue because a lot of budget cuts.